I'd like to talk to Mama Muhammad, Digital Services, January 25, 2012, 13. Patient name is Register Lewis, ROCHESTERLEWIS. Date of birth is September 27, 1959. Primary care physician is Muhammad Elmanini, located at 10645 West Warren Avenue, Pierpont, Michigan, 42216, phone number 313-945-9393, fax number 313-845-9122. For next paragraph, cardiology clinic note, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up, next paragraph, two colleagues, with the pressure of seeing Mr. Lewis in our cardiac clinic, with past medical history, significant for coronary artery disease, this is post-left heart catheterization, incident in LAD done on June 21, 2012. Peripheral vascular disease status post peripheral angiogram and successful revascularization of the left SFA performed on December 18, 2012. He also has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia. He came for a clinic today as a follow-up. Next paragraph, his surgical history is insignificant. For next paragraph, surgical history is significant for smoking since 17 years of age, and he has tried to cut down recently, but smokes 6 to 7 cigarettes per day, period. He denies any alcohol or illicit drug use, period. Next paragraph, family history significant for coronary artery disease and diabetes mellitus, period. Next paragraph, allergies, allergic to penicillin, period. Next paragraph, current medications include Lantus 15 units once a day, aspirin, next point, aspirin, 325 mg OD, next point, metformin, 1000 mg oral BID, next point, multivitamin, next point, folic acid, next point, ranitidine, 50 mg BID, next point, Plavix, 75 mg daily, next point, simvastatin, 40 mg daily, next point, metoprolol, 25 mg daily, next point, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 mg daily, next point, and enalapril, 10 mg daily. Next paragraph, physical examination of vital signs on today's visit include blood pressure of 110 by 82, heart rate 84 per minute, weight 191 pounds, height 6'3", BMI 23.9, period. Please copy normal physical examination template and please add bilateral lower limb edema to the template, period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations, number one. Peripheral angiogram performed on December 18, 2012. Final impression, successful revascularization of the left superficial femoral artery. Comma.
He's not here.
And severe below the knee peripheral arterial disease with CTO of posterior tibial artery bilaterally. Period. Next point. Lab chemistry performed on December 19, 2012 shows sodium 142, potassium 4.3, chloride 107, carbon dioxide 27, anion gap 8, glucose 149, urine nitrogen 9, creatinine 1.1, WBC 3.9, RBC 4.09, hemoglobin 11.4. Period. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of December 14, 2012, page 3. Arterial Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities done on October 29, 2012. Venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities performed on October 29, 2012. CT angiography extremity bilateral performed on November 6, 2012. EKG performed on December 14, 2012. Heart catheterization done on 1-2012. Echocardiography done on May 16, 2012. Stress test done on May 16, 2012. Pre-next paragraph assessment plan. Number one. Number one. PAD. The patient is a known case of peripheral arterial disease status post successful revascularization of the left SFA. CTO posterior tibial bilaterally, period. On today's visit, the patient denies any claudication, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to his medication and call us immediately upon worsening of symptoms, period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks, period. Next point, coronary artery disease. The patient has a known case of coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization with measuring 2.5 into 14 millimeter endeavor drug eluting stent in the LAD, period. It also showed
and I walk a distance that he would never ever think of it.
RCA codominant 99% proximal and 77% distal lesion, period. Circumflex codominant 40% mid, period. OM1 mild disease, period. OM2 20% proximal.
I don't like it somewhere.
Period.
Somebody's like
left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction 35% with global hypokinesis, period. LVEDP was 19 millimeter HE, period. Period. Next point. Please help me.
Correction.
Period. On today's visit, the patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, period. Since he has severe right coronary artery disease, we will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks for any symptoms, period. We had advised the patient to call us immediately upon worsening of any symptoms. And we will plan for intervention of the RCA, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the blood pressure include 110 by 82, period. This is normal, period. The patient states that he is compliant with his medications, period. We advise the patient to follow up with his primary care physician regarding this matter, and we will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks, period. Next point, diabetes mellitus. The patient is a known diabetic and is taking metformin 1000 mg twice daily and lentils 15 units once a day, period. We will continue to monitor his condition and his follow-up appointment in 4 weeks, and I have advised him to follow with his primary care physician regarding this matter, period. Next point, cardiopharmacogenomics.
She asked me if
she
was Romanian.
The patient was swabbed.
Yeah. Okay. When I replied,
and then after that, she told me
to confirm genotypes in 18 dosing medication metabolized by the CYP 450 on date.
I wrote her number.
Wrote her number and gave it to me.
Okay.
And saved money.
December 7, 2012.
So,
period.
Call me.
Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Lewis. Period. Our number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concerns. Period. We will see Mr. Lewis back in our clinic in about 4 weeks. Period. In the meantime, he is advised to follow with his primary care physician regarding continuity of care. Period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Al-Tab, dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad. This is the end of this dictation.